Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. It's not just Cinco de Mayo. May the 5th is a jam-packed day in geek history, too. In 1961, Mercury astronaut Alan B. Shepard became the first American in space.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff, and 34 minutes after the hour.
Shepard's Mercury flight was a suborbital flight lasting only 15 minutes before a splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean. In 1962, students at MIT created the world's first computer game. Space War ran on a DEC PDP-1 computer and was created to demonstrate the potential of real-time high-speed computing to the public at MIT's 1962 open house. It inspired such later imitations as Nolan Bushnell's Computer Space. Today's birthdays include BBC Radiophonic Workshop musician Delia Derbyshire, who created the first and most enduring version of the Doctor Who theme music, born in 1937. Born in 1940, actor Lance Henriksen. In 1942, actor Mark Alimo, known to fans of Star Trek Deep Space Nine as the viciously cunning Gul Dukat.
They were blind, ignorant fools. If only they had cooperated with us, we could have turned their world into a paradise. From the moment we arrived on Bajor, it was clear that we were the superior race. But they couldn't accept. They wanted to be treated as equals, when they most certainly were not. We were almost a century ahead of them in every way. We did not choose to be the superior race. Fate handed us that role. And it would have been so much easier on everyone if the Bajorans had simply accepted their role.
In 1943, Monty Python's Michael Palin. In 1944, actor John Rhys-Davies of Sliders fame.
The concept of a parallel universe is a mathematical abstraction. It's a theoretical concept. But to imagine that we have the technology to build a portal into an alternative universe and then move in and out of it, why, that's absolute nonsense. Next, you'll be telling me your dog's eating your homework.
And in 1957, British actor Richard E. Grant, seen recently in Doctor Who. Henry Cavill, who took over the role of Superman in Man of Steel, was born in 1983. And while Henry Cavill was being born, most of us were lining up to destroy the Death Star with a rebel defense budget of 25 cents.
I'm hit, but not bad. R2, see what you can do with it.
As Atari's Star Wars arcade game arrived. And in 1976, a former Pink Floyd recording engineer and his songwriting partner made rock history.
Edgar Allan Poe created Tales of Mystery and Imagination. And now, 100 years later, 20th Century Records has breathed the pulsing beat of life into the body of his work. The Alan Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, is a record album that will live in your memory forever.
As the first Alan Parsons Project album was released, themed around the works of Edgar Allan Poe, the album fused rock music and orchestra on a grand scale and was just the first of many projects for Parsons and Eric Wolfson. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs along with hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Thus quoth the raven, nevermore.